Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you as always. And we're going to call this, maybe we'll call this Bitch Tuesday. Okay, because I don't know, I'm awfully cranky today. I'm really irritated. I there's such a list. I don't know that I could do it. It might take me a couple of years to get them all out. But you know, I look at the first thing that I think is important to talk about is what is going on with the overall country here. You know. We've got so many issues and so many things that need to be dealt with, and nobody seems to care. Okay, you've got these ridiculous reports last week about record housing prices, but do we really have record housing prices? Think about that for a minute. All right, most of us can't buy a new house. Okay, most of us couldn't get the loan to buy the house. But they're talking about record prices. But yeah, of course, there's record prices out in Nancy Pelosi's district, okay, in San Francisco. And of course, there's talk that even the Google employees can't afford to live out there anymore. And of course, you got record prices in New York where Schumer is. Interesting. Now, you know, I think that, you know, the survey and the study is flawed. But of course, most of government agency stuff is flawed anyways, because it's always almost always shaded to create a result. But we're not seeing dramatic growth in housing. We're seeing some areas, yeah, but that's isn't that always the case? Listen, if you remember back in the calamity in the collapsing markets, the frackers were still making a lot of money, and you couldn't find a house in North Dakota. All right. But, you know, I think that the story, I think the tale is just that, a tale. Okay. A fairy tale, because you can look from coast to coast and you're not going to find the majority, which is what we should be concerned about. Not the minority, but the majority of people struggling. Okay. But yet we get these reports that make you think. So does it make you think you're doing something wrong because you're not among those that are moving along and doing so well? Or is it a BS report? Well, I call BS, because again, I look at it from a majority perspective, and the majority are not doing well. The majority are getting hammered. The majority are struggling. And this goes back down to our healthcare plan. Now, what makes it so hard to get healthcare approved? Well, the first thing is, why don't they just allow the insurance companies to go everywhere? Why are we so against the free market system? And you'd have to think about that a little bit and kind of say, well, why would they be so against true free markets? And I would say, well, one of the reasons would be is because then the special interests and the lobbyists and the politicians that provide all this stuff aren't getting their cut. So that would be, to me, something that would be more of an issue than anything else. All right. Again, it's actually such a simple model that they make it so complicated that when is it going to end, when we have this ridiculous garbage, BS crap, okay, that does not let the system work the way that it's supposed to work. You know, coming up is July 4th, which is the anniversary. Obviously, it'll be 200 and how many years? I got to count. 241 years, right? We went to war for less, right? the things that are happening today are the same things that we fought over 241 years ago. Okay. Now, again, were our founding fathers the perfect? No. It was a different time. There were different things going on, but they made it work. And this is now coming where the political business has become a business, not to serve the people. Now, it's my understanding and my interpretation that politicians are there to serve us because we vote them in, and not to screw us. But it seems to me that they do more screwing than they do helping. All right. But of course, they will tell you how much they're doing for you. They will tell you how much they're helping you. They will make it seem like, you know, we're going to, you know, take care of the American people. Yeah, they're going to take care of us real good. They're going to make us pay more of their bad debt that they create. Okay, they're going to make us do things secretly. Okay, through the hidden taxes that they somehow managed to put on us. I mean, do you imagine where I live now? They just had there's a new tax on pop soda. Right, it's like I think it's a penny an ounce for anything that has sugar or saccharin in it. So in other words, the only thing you're not going to get taxed on now, I think, is water. Right? I mean, you realize that that raises the case of pop like about $2-3. So basically almost doubles the price with tax. Now, if they were allowing the economy to work freely, there wouldn't be this need for these kind of taxes. And of course, not to mention that what they're really trying to do is they're trying to control our lives. Okay. They're trying to tell us what to eat, think, and turn us into a bunch of robots. Now, is that the United States that we want to be in, where we're told what we can and cannot eat? Now, somehow I imagine here that we are living much longer. Right? The average age obviously has gone up from, you know, when Social Security was first started, it's 62 or 63. And I think the average living age is now in the mid 70s. But yet they want to tell us how to eat and drink and what to do. I mean, should we not have the freedom? If I want to eat and get fat, should I not have that freedom? Is that not what we're about here? So are they going to maybe they will ration food, and now since, you know, all the retail stores are going on, maybe they will ration what we can eat, and there'll only be so many food you can eat. Maybe they'll eliminate all the stuff that makes you fat and obese. Okay, but in the meantime, if you just look at the pure statistics, people are living longer. Okay, and if they're living longer, we're going to find more things that are going to go wrong over time. You know, we have ways to help illnesses and prolong people's life and actually catch things ahead of time. And I have no problem with that. That's all good. But now to tell me what I can and cannot eat, or charge me for the privilege of buying something that I want to buy, but I can get the opportunity to pay more tax. That's like that jackass in New York when they tried to eliminate sodas, or the size of the soda that you can drink. I mean, me, I drink them every day. And you know what? And I ain't stopping. Okay, and I'm not paying taxes. I'll go get it, or they're not charging me taxes to get it. But it's just the point that isn't it time that we let actually a system take care of itself, not control it, and not screw the American people by charging them more stuff? I mean, have we not gone through this already? Do we know that there isn't enough out there now to begin with? Do we know that Americans are not making enough money? Right. But don't worry, the stock market's going up, so that's okay, right? That's what they hang their hat on. Our genius is in charge, okay? Everything is based on what very few people have and that's the stock market. So of course I'm a trader, so I mean I get it, but I'm just saying that this doesn't make a lot of logical sense. But we'll come back after the break with the Bubba Show, and I'll give you some more stuff, because I got a whole list of stuff that I'm really pissed off about today. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, make sure that you download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm, and also get the Sporting Edge there. We will be back after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back after the break. Welcome back. my friends, to the show that never ends, The Bubba Show. And this show, the podcast, is brought to you by Audible Books, audiblebooks.com. And, of course, I want to make sure that you get your free download trial at audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. They got 180,000 titles to choose from, but I got three that I got more than three, but the three I'm looking at today are Fed Up, from Danielle DiMartino Booth, a regular here, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is a great book about the Fed, and of course, my hero, Stone Barrington, which is written by Stuart Woods. Check him out. It's at audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, so, you know, we've got this vote coming up, and we've got the taxes. Now, does anybody out there believe that there's a chance that they get these things done? Now, we're up against a deadline. I believe that July 4th, or actually this Friday, has to be the vote for healthcare. Are we going to get it done? Are we going to get it approved? What's your thoughts? I mean, to me, it does not look like that's going to happen. It could. Certainly, I would love to see it happen, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. It looks like there's too many outspoken Republicans, and that doesn't count the hidden ones with their own hidden agenda, which even obviously makes the system even worse. So do we get it or not? I say no. I say there's no way we get it. Now, of course, the healthcare stocks are getting bid up, but you know those are bid up by people that are specking it out. Now, again, maybe they're right again. They certainly could be. I couldn't tell them that they're not right. I mean, we could certainly, it wouldn't be like, I wouldn't fall off my chair, but I do see an overall problem with, you know, the whole method, because it just doesn't seem like it's going to work. And again, this is more of a statement of against Donald Trump. And, you know, again, I don't know what people want from the president, but I have to say that I think he's doing a pretty good job. I think that he's done good, solid work, and I think he's made a hell of an effort. And certainly, there's nothing hidden from you. He sends his messages to everybody all the time, and yet they continue to try to fight and battle him and just destroy what he's got going on. And you know, I think that you take, you know, idiots, you know, like Johnny Depp and all the others. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Not illegal. I mean, if I said that, you know, that when's the last time, you know, an actor killed a president or whatever, wouldn't that create some stuff? You know, but of course it's Donald Trump. So nobody cares. And I think that's just sad. That shows a pathetic view, because at the end of the day, the number one goal of Americans should be the success and the prospering of the United States of America. It should not be, you know, by the time they get through, we're going to get nothing done. It's going to be 4 years of nothing. And they're continuing to try to, you know, get his character. We know what his character is. I don't think there's any issue. I mean, I've said that from the beginning. You don't have to like him, and you didn't have to vote for him. Okay, but now he's there. So are we not supposed to respect the office of the president and let things go? And yet we continue to have the grunge out there, you know, beaten down. Okay. And guys like Seth Curry don't want to go to the White House because, okay, you don't have to go. Look, I'm not saying you have to go. I'm not saying you have to like him. What I'm saying is just simple. All right. He is the president of the United States. The office is bigger than one man, and that's it. Okay, respect the office. If you want to be so stupid and so ignorant as to not respect him, which is fine, I have no problem with that. You must respect the office. Okay, but that's not what we have here. We have people that respect people that, you know, Bernie Sanders made $1 million last year. How much of that did he give to his freedom, you know, to the socialism view? You know, I haven't heard about any yet. Have you? So, you know, it's a lovely double standard that, you know, that we see from the far left, you know, with Elizabeth Warren and all her money. All right. She's got plenty of, she's got millions. Pelosi, millions. But yet, they're the very place they made the money from, they're trying to get it taken back. And that was something we talked about a long time ago with all these actors and actresses that were threatening to leave if Trump got elected. And I go, get them out of here. I mean, they make millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I don't have a problem with that. That's fine. But then don't try to tell other people that they shouldn't have the same ability to make that kind of money. And don't, you know, don't spend gazillions of dollars on your lawyers and accountants to get to hide all that money you're making to find out, you know, that, and don't want other people to be able to make that. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? I mean, where are we in this cockeyed world of stuff? I mean, you know, we got serious problems here. Okay. We've got serious problems with ISIS. We got serious problems with terrorism. We got serious problems within our political parties. We got serious problems in the economy. Wouldn't it be just better to worry about those things? I mean, you've got Jim Comey, another jackass. All right. Now, again, why didn't we just get it out in the first place? You know, Mueller, where is all this going to come down to? What are we trying to prove, and what are we fighting against, right? That we actually, that the economy might get better, or maybe that actually that some of these ridiculous rules and laws that these politicians take advantage of that allow them to really steal the old man's bundle or basically take the money, right? Maybe some of those will get changed, and we will actually see some effective change, and we'll see some potentially better jobs, right? But in the meantime, we're not going to see it as long as you have these people fighting. But what's the fight about? That's the thing that gets to me, is what are they fighting about? It's certainly not ideals. I mean, you know, we talked about this earlier today. The left and the right were not so far away back in the day. All right. There was a couple of issues that kept them on one side or the other. But when did we become so far? And when did all this hatred come out? Because hatred aside, what do we know for a fact? And hatred aside, when the debt ceiling comes due, they're going to be kissing each other and telling everybody how what they did for the country, which begs my opinion that they really don't actually, behind the scenes, they don't hate each other. Behind the scenes, they're figuring out how they're going to screw us. And to me, that's the bigger tragedy. Because as it turns out, we always get the short end of the stick. And I think that it's tragedy that we let this continue to go on, because I think that when you allow the powers to reach into the pockets of the middle class, all you're doing is creating more of a division. I think you're creating more violence. I think you're creating all kinds of things that just don't make a lot of sense in the big scheme of life. And I don't understand how we can have smart people here, but yet the same things continue to go on and on again. So to me, there has to be something hidden, like we'll call it the hidden agenda, all right? Because, you know, if it was straight up, then we wouldn't have the issues we have, okay? If it was straight up. I personally don't believe it is straight up. I believe that it's phony. I think there's a lot of bad activity going on, and it, to me, I find it rather irritating and rather sad that we can't get past this, because there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to move on. And I find that to be very, very troubling. But anyways, for you, the listeners of The Bubba Show, Audible is offering a free audio book download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Personally, I recommend Fed Up by Danielle DiMartino Booth, or Stuart Woods, some of his collection, in which he writes about Stone Barrington, the ex-cop, now turned lawyer, now turned detective. I think it's great. But again, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook. And remember, I use it all the time. I love it. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. And of course, libertytalk.fm is the place you need to go. It's like Green Acres. It's Liberty Talk. It's the place you got to go. Download the Bubba Show. Libertytalk.fm. You can download it every day, as well as the Sporting Edge. And of course, make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com. A lot of things going on. And obviously, I'm always out here to help and try to make things better for my friends. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Wars. We'll be right back after the break with more. The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, being brought to you by Audible Books, audiblebooks.com, and you want to get ahead of the game and get some good books on tape, or actually on the cloud, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show and get yourself a copy of Fed Up. It's free for 30 days. Check it out. And we're going to now talk about mistakes that we make in the markets. So let's go talk about different mistakes, and here we go.
Hey, how do you like that? How do you like that transfer or transition, I guess? Mistakes we make trading. Okay. How about that mistake? Well, spelling mistake, but I make a lot of those because I'm a terrible typer. But anyways, you know, again, one of the things is that, you know, we do make mistakes. I make mistakes, you know, but again, I tell you all the time that my whole day, every day is spent trying to learn more. All right. I know all this stuff. Okay. But I want to learn more. I want to try to learn better ways to do things. I want to figure out better ways to create opportunities for those that don't know as much as I do. All right. I want to create the perfect system. Obviously there won't be one of those, but my goal is always to try to do it. And I do a lot of things on the outside, you know, before I bring them to you. You know, I've tried them and hopefully that they've worked, because I wouldn't bring you something that I didn't think worked. All right. But I do make mistakes, just in general. But we all make mistakes, and we have to really overcome the mistakes that we make. And that's one of the things that I want to talk tonight about is, you know, like, now this is not something that we do on the call, but this is something many of you still do, and it's buying out of the money options. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to go bust and give your money away by buying the stuff that's out of the money. It just doesn't pay. The model is not built that way. Okay. Trust me when I tell you that, yeah, you'll get lucky here and there. Okay. And if you're trading, you know, if you're actively trading like a Tesla or Netflix or an Amazon, and you're actively trading one of those, you can trade those a little bit out of the money in a trade because they're going to fly around. All right. But I don't know anybody on this call that's trading those and trading those actively. Okay. So when you're trying to buy the home run, whatever, trust me, you'll end up getting spanked more often than you'll end up making, and you'll end up grinding yourself out doing it that way. Not willing to change strategies. All right. Now, you know, I just had that question, and I continue to try to train strategies to find the one that's going to work best in the current conditions that we have. So we decided to go, if we wanted to be long, we're going to go with more of the risk reversal because it gives us purity with no premium, with no time decay. Okay. The exit plan. Now, again, I personally, when we're doing trades, I kind of have the exit built into the trade. Now, I don't have it so much into the risk reversals that we're using right now because to me, the numbers were so small that there wasn't a real need to. I'm certainly never, ever, ever in my life going to put a stop in a spread. Okay? I put the spreads on, and if I get them at the price that I want to get them on at, I'm willing to take the heat and have it go to zero and go to full value and lose my 60 cents or whatever it is, because I'm never putting a stop in there, because of course I've explained to you many, many times that those markets, when they're spread markets, they will kill you in there because they can change those prices around. And not that they're coming after you specifically, but they can change the numbers back and forth to try to pick off stops inside there. All right. Doubling up. You know, again, if you're trying to chase out when you have a position on and you have a loser and you try to chase it up, you're making a big mistake. Okay. You cannot, this is not the Martingale system. All right, the Martingale system, if anybody knows what it is a system and where you lose, you double. You lose, you double, and you double until you got broke. Until you go broke. Now, that's why places like the casino. Now, if the casino had unlimited betting, okay, with no limit, then you could beat the casino. Because you could have enough money to continue to double up until you get your money back and won, and you can walk away and take the profit. But you can't, because obviously you don't have enough money to do that. But people do try to do that, and they continue to go back and forth trying to out-sharp and out-think the market by doubling up their positions because, well, this has got to be right. You can't trade like that. You'll be broke. Illiquid options. You know, that's probably in any product that we trade the biggest thing, liquidity. Okay, if you don't have liquidity in what you're trading, again, you're just, as they say, in the wind, all right? Because without the ability to get in and out of an option or a stock, but in our case, an option, then you're basically giving up 10 to 20 to 30% before you even get started. And it's hard to overcome those things. You know, when you get into the wider trades that are not liquid, you know, you get into the like the AutoZones or Rendurons or any of those big stocks that don't have a lot of liquidity, and you can see the bid offers are, you know, 50 cents wide or 80 cents wide, you're giving up a big edge. Okay, because they're not liquid enough for us. All right, because there is no true market in there. Not taking the time to learn. All right, now I constantly try to educate everybody through the writing that I do, through the calls on Sunday, the calls on Monday, you know, special webinars, whatever. I want you to learn. It's really important to me that everybody takes the time and tries to learn, and because my goal is to have you think along with me, right? Because, you know, what it's about is it's about building your own baseline and building your own self up to become better at this, so that you can master it. So when I drop dead, you'll have a good strategy. You'll have a great, you know, plan in place. Trying to continue to change strategies back and forth. Now that's, you know, everybody, I've seen this 1,000 times. Okay. The latest hot new strategy, this, that, boom, boom, boom. Now you got to give a strategy a chance to work. And you've noticed all of my strategies are basically somewhat of an offshoot together. There's just a couple of minor tweaks so that we can continue to, you know, build. But what is the one common characteristic of every trade that we make? Unlimited upside potential, profit, always limited downside. You will never see us with a naked position, nor with unlimited with a maximum amount of risk. Waiting too long to buy back your short options. Okay, and again, this is troubles me greatly from a fundamental standpoint with a lot of people. Now, I did carry in my floor days when I had basically unlimited margins. I mean, I carried some expirations. I would have 10,000 what they call teenies coming off, 16th of a dollar options coming off. All right, you know, we sold them because we could defend them. We would, you know, we might sell, you know, 1,000 of one at a quarter of a dollar, and by 200 of something else at, you know, a half a dollar, you know, creating some kind of a spread, but knowing also that we knew how to work our way out of it. But by the end of the month, there'd be a bunch coming off. All right. But the point is that there's no reason for us to carry a short option. Now think about it again. This goes back to, if the option's a penny or 2 cents with a couple days to go, you know, if it's with an hour to go, obviously I get it. But if it's with a day or two to go, is it really worth collecting that last $1 or $2, especially when most places give you a free commission under a nickel, to try to get that last buck or two? I mean, you know, again, you can do it all you want, but again, I will say the opposite of what I always say. There's one of those days you can get them stuck to you know where, and you're going to be squealing because the squeal, it hurts, and there's no out. I watched a guy go broke in 1985, okay, when the OEX is trading at 155. It was expiration. It was triple witching expiration. And those days, the computer was, you know, even now the tape is still a little bit late when it gets real busy. But then it was really slow. And of course, he was a big premium seller, one of those kind of guys that I tell you that we could never be. And sure enough, he comes across the street into the office, and the OEX was at, when he left the floor, it was 154.40. By the time he got upstairs, it was 155. By the time it closed, it was 157. So he went broke. And again, you can't defend again. It's over. So that's what I'm talking about. Failing to factor in earnings and dividends dates into your trades. Now, again, if you're only trading what we trade, then, you know, I've made the mistake and missed them occasionally, but I do check pretty hard on that. If you're trading on your own, just make sure that you recognize it. Now, one of the ways you can recognize that is all you have to do is you just look either at the implied volatility. I mean, the easy way to do it is obviously to recognize when the earnings are. But if you look at the implied vol, all right, you can see when earnings are expected. Now, we were looking for it earlier, and you can see already that probably they're expected this week here. All right, why? Because volatility is at 19%. It's already moved up a little bit to 22. You can see the dividend, I believe, is in 2 weeks in the Russell. All right, now take a look. How do we know? Because the volatility is skewed here. 15%, 10%.
And we'll finish this up when we come back from the break. But this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and, of course, LibertyTalk.fm. Go there, download the show every day, as well as the sporting ads on the weekends. And don't forget to try out Audible Books, audiblebooks.com, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show, and check out Creature from Jekyll Island or Stone Barrington, or actually Stuart Woods, who writes about Stone Barrington. And, of course, our friend's book, Fed Up, by Danielle DiMartino Booth. Also, make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com. You'll find a lot of great morsels there. They'll make you laugh, make you cry, whatever, but it'll be fun. And, of course, we've got a lot of good educational tools there as well. So check it out, and we're going to step out here for a break. We'll be back with more of the mistakes that we make right here on The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back in about 2 to 3 minutes. Be right back.
After 10,000 beers and 28
Welcome
years,
back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we're taking care of some mistakes because we all tend to make them here and there. So here we go. Let's get back to our mistakes.
It's accounting, because they've already priced in the reduction that it's going to take for when the dividend gets paid in. So the options already know. They're telling you that they're going to do that. And here, maybe it's this. Is it this week? No, it's 2 weeks. Here we go. This is this week. Sorry. So they're telling you that it's in. See here. Here's the normal volatility. All right, they're telling you here, they're pricing it in. That's it. So you know that. So next week, we know that IWM has earnings. Okay? I mean, that earnings has dividends. So you can tell by the different quirks that show up, right? When is earnings and when is another place? So 419. So this is 719. So this should be the last week. This would be the expiration week. And I would assume if they've started pricing in yet. And they have here, 27%, 20%. Okay, those are things you should learn. Those are things you should know. Okay, it should be automatic. You just check for those things. It's like your own little personal checklist. Not knowing if you were assigned early. Now this is something that you really have to know. Okay, I mean, you know, we become, you know, lazy. And, you know, it's not that it's a huge ordeal, but you know what? What if you are assigned and whatever stock goes moves big and it moves the wrong way against you and you don't know about it? That's a pretty ugly, that's a pretty sick feeling when you come home and you get drilled because something happened. All right. So my words to you are very simple. It's just understand everything about what you're trying to do. Again, we're going to be here every Sunday. We're going to teach. We're going to trade. But have the knowledge yourself. Okay, that's it's better because you can make better decisions. not learning how to leg into a spread. Now, we've talked about it a number of times. Now, the only way that I would want you guys to leg in is to leg in with the long option first and then the short option. I mean, you know, again, you can leg the short option first if you understand what you're doing. I mean, I will do that occasionally. But really what you're trying to do when you're trying to leg, and you should be able to leg that, you know, again, one of the things we've worked on a couple of times is to make sure that, you know, we have a feel and understand what's going on, and then we can leg in, we can get better fills, right? We can get the prices we're trying to get. But one of the things you do, if you're going to try to leg it, is you try to read the chart. You read a chart and you go, okay, the chart looks like it's at resistance. So let me take care of, you know, if it's a put trade, let me buy my long put first. If it does sell off, I can then sell my short put and put the spread on for less. Okay. If I'm up at the top, okay, and I'm doing a call, so then maybe I'm not going to be in such a hurry to leg that side. And I don't really want you legging the short side yet because, again, you could get stuck. And again, if you understand what you're doing, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't want you to get caught, confused, and then find out that you did something wrong and you had something on that you didn't want to have on. Okay? Failing to manage risk and ignoring management. Again, you know, again, it's just, it's always, everything we do always comes down to the factor of risk. All right? It's really about it. And the journal, you know, I say it on every call. I've said it in every class I've ever done. You should be keeping a trading journal because if you're not, you're only screwing yourself. Again, the journal itself will help you become a better trader. The journal itself will give you a better feel to see if you're violating any of the rules that you have set for yourself. You know, we all have a tendency to get a little bit lazy or sloppy on things after we get used to them. And I can tell you from own personal experience, that's the worst position you can put yourself in. Okay. Anytime we become complacent, what do I talk about in the market all the time? Complacency kills the market, and it will be the death of this market like every other one before it. I can't tell you when it's going to be, but complacency in anything we do, put it in any part of your life that you use, anytime you become complacent, the ending results are typically not great. And I just think that you need to make sure that you're always on top of your game because really, we have no time for mistakes, right? You know, I think that, you know, we've been working on this especially hard the last, you know, couple of months, trying to limit down and trying to look at things. And, of course, you know, a bunch of you signed up for the gamble trades that we haven't had a lot of because, you know what, I it's hard for me to get too pumped up and excited to get something out if the markets aren't really going to cooperate. And again, cooperation is not whether they go up or down. Cooperation is if they get some movement. Okay. If they actually would get a heartbeat, I think would be the better thing. Okay. That's what we don't have. The markets don't have a heartbeat. They've got, you know, a very straight line right now. And that doesn't help for trading. Trading needs action on both sides of the market to create that movement. So until we get that, again, I'm not in a real hurry. And again, I'm obviously extra careful because we are gambling a little bit on those trades. And you know me, I hate to give out losers to begin with, but certainly I hate to give out these ones because there's no turning back. It's either those, the trades I give you are either big winners or they're losers. They're wiped out. So I don't, you know, again, I'm very cautious about that because the reason that I look at those for you guys, that's a cost issue. Okay. That's one of the reasons I have to be more careful with them because, you know, I don't pay much commission on those trades, so I don't worry about it, okay? It's like a free trade for me commission-wise, so I can make those. But if you're paying a higher commission, they're not free. The move has to be much bigger to get out. But, you know, as you know, I've said many times, there's a time to fish and there's a time to get bait, or as Jesse Livermore said, there's a time to go long, there's a time to go short, and there's a time to go fishing, all right? And again, this is the time we want to be involved a little bit in the market, but we don't want to be overactive here because there is not really a ton to do, which I liked what we did when we decided to switch to putting the trades on to when the markets are open and we can kind of get a feel for the market action, because at the end of the day, You know, why should we try to force a trade on now when, A, we could change our mind by tomorrow? Because, again, in markets that lack activity, we have less opportunities. So you when you take away all the good and you leave just the hard part left, there's no reason to try to jump into that hard part, okay? And, again, you take out the volatility, you take out the volume, you take out the price movement. And what do you got? You got a lemon that's going to sit there. And, yeah, you could be right. We could make money. But, again, to get too involved in those spots, okay, unless we have a real solid look, no reason to. In my journal, I keep my journal actually in trading cards now, which I used to do anyways because that was, you know, when we were trading on the floor, I had to end up time. But I put in the trade, the date, the reason I bought it kind of or sold it, what I was looking at, and then because I can go back and look at it at a later date when I'm on when I'm under less pressure and I'm under, you know, not the market's moving at the time or whatever. All right, so I can go back and look at that trade and match it up and make sure that I made the decision I wanted to make. Now, again, journal or no journal, there's going to be losers, there's going to be winners. But what I want to make sure is that I get away from the bad habits of the market, because there's a lot of bad habits. It's easy to have bad habits, okay? And if you don't have any bad habits, God bless you, you're perfect. It's great. But I still have bad habits.
And I got plenty of them. But, you know, again, that's part of the business. And, of course, that's why we always work on taking care of and dealing with the potential mistakes we can make, because we're trying to prepare ourselves ahead of time to be ready and ready to go. And I think that's something that you need to always understand, because that's what we're trying to do. It's about the money. All right. You might like listening, you might like everything, but at the end of the day, it's about the money, and that's the way life goes. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Remember, this show, this podcast is brought to you by Audible Books, audibletrial.com/ The Bubba Show. Let you get one of their 150,000 books that you can download. Make sure you go check it out. Also, make sure you download this show every day at libertytalk.fm. Don't forget, I'm counting on you. libertytalk.fm, you can download The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge. And in the meantime, bubbatrading.com, you can check out Bubba's Bottom Line. Love doing that and enjoying it. Check it out. Soon to win an Emmy. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great race. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.